Kevin R. Novak with Deconstructing the Coliseum, Promoting Civil Government School System Abolition. It is soon time that the Supreme Court of the United States will declare that there is a so-called right to marry someone of the same sex. This is, of course, not the case, as God never commands humans to behave in such a way. In fact, homosexuality is expressly prohibited in Scripture. But true Christians have acted admirably in defending Scripture. My point here, though, is if Christians are going to assert that marriage, as Jesus described it, should be society's ethic, why do Christians just give up on other parts of the Christian ethic being society's ethic? For example, why is it Christians are not fighting against the legalization of gambling? Why aren't Christians fighting against wealth transfer? Why aren't Christians fighting against the existence of a civil government school system? I don't know the answers to all these questions, except to say that the Christian worldview must be applied to all areas of life, including the realm of civil government and politics, an area that Jesus reigns over. He is, after all, the ultimate authority, and he cedes nothing to anyone. What I want you to understand is that if there is no right for a person to marry someone of the same sex, understand that you can only know that because of Scripture. Likewise, you can only know there is no right for humans acting as the civil government to use force and coercion to advance thought and to use force and coercion to take money from some people and give it to others. In that regard, there should be no civil government school system. That's why I, Kevin R. Novak, promote the abolition of the civil government school system, and I do so through deconstructingthecoliseum.com.